friendships, Rita. Knowing you're near, it's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Other listening friends, so good to be fellowshipping with you today on this Thursday, March the 26th, 2015. Come on in, take your shoes off, get comfortable, have a seat. Let me get you a nice thing of maybe some sweet tea, maybe some pie. Oh, that sounds good. Praise the Lord. Hey, it's so good to see you. It's Joey Kroll with you, and I don't know about you, but it is kind of hard to believe that next weekend is Easter. Wow. I don't know about you, but I think it's just coming up pretty quickly. But that's okay. You know what? I encourage you to prayerfully consider, seek out some folks that you know, maybe in your neighborhood, maybe people that you work with or go to school with, and bring them to church with you. Offer to take them out for breakfast. Offer to take them out after church for lunch or whatnot. Bring them, because I can guarantee that the gospel message will be preached. You can invite them to church and also invite them to tune in to Great News Radio. I'll tell you what, we got some dynamic Bible teachers, some dynamic music that lifts up Jesus, that points to Christ, songs and programs that are literally reflectors, pointing people to Him. Amen. Hey, just a quick note here. Be sure to mark your calendar for Saturday night, June 13th. Wow, think about this. June. It's going to be summertime. It's going to be beautiful summer nights. I love it. Great News Radio, along with the Singing Men, will be hosting Ivan Parker in concert at the Parkland College Theater. Again, Saturday night, June 13th, 7 p.m. You might have heard us talk about it here in the last couple of days. We're still working out the ticket information, and all of that will be announced here in the coming days. But just in the meantime, just mark June 13th down on your calendar for an evening to be spent with Ivan Parker, the Singing Men, and other Great News Radio listeners. I'm going to make provisions in my schedule to be part of that, and, well, not singing, I don't know, to listen to the singing. How about that? To be part of that and listen and just worship the Lord. Ivan Parker, I don't know if you know him very well, he's just got a dynamic voice. He really is. I think maybe we could squeeze a song in here to promote that. But he's just got a fantastic heart for the Lord and love for him, and just a dynamic talent as well. So again, Saturday night, June 13th, 7 p.m., Parkland College Theater. More details to come in the coming days. But today, my wife and I are celebrating our wedding anniversary today. It is such a blessing to be married to my best friend. You know, honestly, before I got married, I thought the single life was the life. And sometimes, you know, it does sound appealing. You know, you just have a quiet home and all of that stuff. But I really thought the single life before I got married was the life. No responsibility and all of that. But now I have so much responsibility upon me. A wife, two kids, a family, a mortgage, a couple of jobs, all of that stuff. But I'll tell you something, I would not trade it for anything in the world. I told Aubrey the other day, I would totally do it all over again. She smiled at me. She said she would do it as well. It would change a few things, but she would do it all over again. And I just praise God for her and for my awesome family as well. So I just want to brag on my wife there. Okay, so I'm just taking advantage of the stage that God has given me, and let her works be praised at the city gates, as it says in Proverbs 31:31. So praise the Lord. Hey, coming up here in just a couple of minutes, we are going to talk about how we are to be holy as God is holy. What in the world does that mean? It does not mean perfection, I'll tell you that. So we're going to talk about being set apart today from the book of 1 Peter. But first, here's music from Ivan Parker. Listen to this guy's awesome voice.
Then I am still silence until you come and sit a while with me. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be.
So there you are, you're in a crowded room, and suddenly everybody turns to look at you. And under the weight of those stares, your heart begins to race. Maybe a bead of sweat breaks down your brow, and you take a half step back, looking for a way to hide within the wallpaper. Anybody ever been there? Well, if you've ever felt that way, you're not alone. Actually, most Americans, actually 61%, would rather blend into the crowd than stand out. And I'll tell you what, this tendency is so strong that fashion designers and advertising giants bank millions on our desire to look and be like everybody else. For followers of Jesus, though, the problem with our habit of blending in is that the Bible calls us to be set apart. In fact, the scriptures command us to think and behave differently than the world around us. This has nothing to do with fashion or branding. It has everything to do with lifestyle and character. Friend, we are called to be holy, to be set apart, because Jesus is holy. So if you have your Bible, go ahead and turn to 1 Peter chapter 1. We're going to look at a couple of verses here, 1 Peter chapter 1. A little background here. Peter sought to encourage the first century believers undergoing persecution by emphasizing to them their call to holiness. Now, they had been set apart from the lifestyle of those around them to live as reflections of our holy God. So 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 14 to 19, it says, "As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you have had when you lived in ignorance, but just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, 'Be holy because I am holy.' Since you call on a Father who judges each person's work impartially, live out your time as foreigners. For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your ancestors, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect." You know, it seems a little odd, though, if you study out this whole thing here in 1 Peter. It seems a little odd to me that in a letter written to a group of persecuted Christians, Peter threw in a reminder to be holy. Maybe they wanted to hear, "Stay in the faith. You can do it. I'm praying for you." But Peter reminded them to be holy in the midst of their persecution. Why in the world would he do that? And I'll tell you what, pain and suffering can have a way of leading us to God, but they can also steer us away from God. You know what I'm talking about? When pain and suffering and trials and seasons of life come our way, it has a way to either leading us to God or from God. And it all depends on our individual response. Some people will try to do what is right no matter what the cost is. Others will do whatever is easiest to handle a difficult situation. So to live by the truth is to live a life apart for God, which is a holy life. Not perfectionism. Oh, man. If you're trying to live the perfect life, you need to stop because you're going to give yourself a heart attack. We need to be set apart. So Peter reminded these believers that in the midst of your persecution, in the midst of your trials, in the midst of your pain, in the midst of your suffering, he reminded them not to slip back into their former lifestyles and habits, but to continue to pursue what is good and true. And he reminded us to pursue Jesus even in the midst of great trial. So he reminded them, in the midst of your trial, still look and talk like Jesus. Still pursue the things of God. Still choose not to sin. Choose to not let sin reign in your mortal body. So he reminded them to be holy as he is holy, he as in Jesus. Again, it's being set apart. It's not being perfect. It's not being perfect. You need to, if you're trying to be perfect, just stop. Hit the pause button. It ain't going to happen. Because if you were perfect, friend, there would be no need for Jesus. There would be no need for Jesus if you were perfect. So just stop. Stop. Just live a life set apart from the world. Verse 14, it says here, "As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance." See, Peter encouraged us to live as obedient children. Children are labeled as obedient when they trust their parents, even though their instinct is to rebel. On the other hand, there's rebellious kids I've seen over the years. They're the ones who kick and scream and fight their way and so forth. Sadly, Christians can be acting the same way. Those rebellious children, when we handle situations with an out-of-control feeling or self-centered goals, instead we are called to face problems. Listen to this, friend. Face problems with the intention of striving towards holiness, because the one we profess as Lord is holy. So when you face problems today, when you face problems this week or next week or for years to come, face those problems with the intention of striving towards holiness. Because the one we profess as Lord of our lives is holy. 1 Peter chapter 1, 17 and 19 says, "Since you call on a Father who judges each person's work impartially, live out your life as foreigners here in reverent fear." See, friend, God is truly worthy of our reverence. He really is. God is the all-powerful creator whose perfect love saved us from ourselves. God's power can overturn our habits and former ways. God can overcome whatever we think we are enslaved to. God can make things new, even in a world full of evil. These and other realities cause me to stand in awe before him. So God is worthy of our reverence. God is worthy of our reverence. So in the midst of our trials, in the midst of our struggles, let's continue to face those problems face to face with God's direction, with the intention of striving for holiness, friend. See, the trials and pains of this life will come and go. They will, eventually coming to an end once and for all. Praise the Lord. But we need to strive for holiness. Strive for obedience. See, as you read God's word this week, look for principles and commands that you can intentionally obey. Let's strive for obedience. See, holy living may not lessen the impulse to blend in or be part of the crowd, but when all eyes do turn your way, they'll see Jesus. So, friend, go ahead. Be set apart for his sake.
I, the Lord of sea and sky, I have heard my people cry, all who dwell in dark and sin, my hand will save. I who made the stars of night, I will make their darkness bright.
Yes, beautiful song here on this Thursday. Really hits the spot, don't it? It's John Michael Talbot. That's his name. And the song is Here I Am, Lord. Well, friend, have you been blessed by Great News Radio. You know, we're a ministry where we edify the body of Christ, encourage them, and teach God's word, and introduce people to Jesus Christ as their Lord and as their Savior. You know, somebody once said, television is an invention that permits you to be entertained in your living room by people you would never invite in your home. Think about that. You know, there are forces today that try to influence us in a negative way, especially through media. However, there are some positive and godly influences today that try to impact our world, including Great News Radio. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you're reminded that our God is faithful and encourage you to walk with him daily. So if you've been blessed by this radio ministry, maybe you've been listening for 2 or 3 months, maybe 2 or 3 years, or since day one, would you prayerfully consider sending in a special gift of support as we wrap up the month of March? Our mailing address is Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Again, it's P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Or you can give online at greatnewsradio.org, and right there on the right-hand side, you can just click the Give Now, Donate button. Again, thank you for your continued support of this radio ministry. Well, coming up tomorrow, it's going to be the Friday edition of Mark and Friends that comes up tomorrow morning, bright and early, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Well, until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.